Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Singapore have big plans to go green, but a majority of its people have no idea how to invest in that emerging economy. This is according to a latest study that was released. According to a survey by investment manager Fidelity International, only 26% of Singapore's adult population on average have heard of environmental, social, and governance investing, ESG. Now, I personally have heard about this, but I've just ignored it or keep it at the back burner for now. Now, in terms of awareness, the survey, which is dubbed Asia Sustainable Investing, placed Singapore at the bottom in the region. The study also found that 56% felt that they lacked the tools and information to start saving and investing sustainably. 44% did not know how to select ESG funds and investments. Are these findings surprising? And has Singapore done enough in the corporate governance part of ESG, or what more can be done, really? Let's find out now from Mak Yen Tin, Associate Professor of Accounting at NUS Business School. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So how's your reaction been like to this new study that was released by Fidelity?
Well, I'm not totally surprised, because I think the concept of ESG investing is, you know, it's more familiar at the moment to institutional investors rather than to the ordinary retail investors. You know, I think many asset managers, which are marketing investments, for example, unit trusts, they have not been promoting ESG. Maybe it's because those who are selling those to retail investors are themselves not totally clued in to this ESG investing.
So why do you think they're not totally clued in ESG? Is it just like me, like putting it in the back burner? You know, it's there, the products are there, but I'll think about it later.
I mean, traditionally, I mean, investors are still looking for returns, right? Not so much more financial performance, right? They are more interested in the financial performance of the fund. So I think those who are selling it to the retail investors are pushing more in terms of the financial performance, not so much the ESG, and they may not be the same, right? So, but certainly in terms of those who are investing kind of for companies, for organizations, like I sit on the not-for-profit finance committee, which also look at investments, and we do bring up this kind of issue in terms of, should we be looking more into ESG investing? So at that kind of level, I think you see that awareness, but from the retail investors, probably not so much at the moment.
So Singapore is making efforts to develop the country in a hub for sustainability, as we all know, Professor. So not knowing what ESGs are and what kind of investments there can be in ESGs dampen this effort?
Yeah, as I said, you know, the institutional investors, the big organizations that are investing funds and so on, I think they are well aware. So I think it's a matter of, over time, people getting more knowledgeable about it. I also want to caution sometimes with this kind of cross-country surveys. You know, I've been involved in some of them when I was running an Asia-Pacific research office for a consulting firm, and you tend to find that there are cross-cultural differences in terms of how people answer this kind of survey. So I wouldn't necessarily kind of just take the differences across countries at face value.
Okay.
It's just that sometimes some respondents in certain countries will just be more positive when they are answering surveys than others. So I think we need to not necessarily look at this and kind of say, you know, Singaporeans are not so educated about this compared to other countries. Yeah.
And there's some people like me who would only answer what I think.
Yeah,
you want
to
know
about
at the
retail investors level, my guess is that across most countries, it is still relatively nascent, you know,
right?
Really just starting out at the moment. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about climate change, because it is now part of political life. Do you agree with the statement that climate change is part of political life in the region, or for globally, for that matter?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I think everybody is aware of the importance of climate change and climate risk. So you have really seen, you know, some big companies, you know, shareholders kind of taking companies to task, you know, and a lot of these NGOs are getting into it. So, you know, I think that it's a reality, I think, for companies. Yeah.
So how can businesses then survive the sustainability push when they've been so used to doing things one way?
Yeah, so they have to, you know, you see a lot of companies now, even the traditional oil companies. It's a fundamental change in the business model. Okay, so it will take time, but I think what investors expect at the moment is a clear plan to transition towards renewables, clean energy, and so on. So I think more and more, I think the days of the coal mining and all that, I think, is pretty much numbered.
Should good corporate governance remain a priority for companies?
Absolutely. Always in my mind, it should be GES, no, rather than ESG. I think the governance should always come first.
Right.
Because without the governance, then, pardon the pun, I think it's the ESG is kind of hot air, I think. So I will look at the governance of the company first before I trust its ES credentials.
So in your opinion, Professor, has Singapore done enough in corporate governance?
No, although we've been on a 20-year journey on corporate governance. But what I've observed is partly because the quality of the companies listed in Singapore have kind of, to me, on the whole, has declined on average. So in a sense, we have kind of gone a little bit backwards in terms of corporate governance. So we need to do a lot more and not forget that G is still very, very important and is a glue, as I say, I think, and just jump into this ENS.
Okay, Professor. I'm speaking, by the way, to Professor Mak Yen Tin from the NUS Business School. So, Professor, you mentioned that a lot more can be done in this part. So do you have a list of things that Singapore can improve on in terms of corporate governance?
Yeah, I think that we always start from kind of corporate culture of companies and the tone at the top, right? So that always starts with the directors. I think the quality of boards can improve a lot in Singapore, and that's where you start from. I think that we still have many companies where the way directors are selected, there's not enough diversity, it's the old boys club. I think that's where the problem starts. And that's what we need to change. And that requires, I think, regulators to step in more, to hold directors accountable, to push companies to renew boards and so on. So I think that starts from there. I think if you get that piece right, I think a lot of the internal governance will follow.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's get back to the ES of the ESG part. Are green bonds just greenwashing?
They could be. Okay. So that's the danger at the moment. You see many kind of offering from governments to intergovernmental organizations to companies. They are all, issuing green bonds because of lower interest rates, right? So there is a risk that people are jumping in and it's just greenwashing. Yeah, so that is clearly a big risk in terms of greenwashing.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your insights, Professor, Associate Professor Mak Yen Tin, Professor of Accounting at NUS Business School, joining us here on The Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.